The new year is a time to look back at the past year and plan changes for the year ahead. It's a time of family gatherings and special meals. Symbolic foods such as apples dipped in honey represent the hope for a sweet year ahead, and the round challah bread symbolizes the cycle of the year. One of the Rosh Hashanah customs includes the sounding of the shofar, and the morning service is usually included, followed by the tashlich, a ritual that symbolically casts off the sins of the previous year by tossing pieces of bread into the body of flowing water. The traditional greeting on Rosh Hashanah is Shana Tova.
How good and how pleasant it is to come together as brothers and sisters, as a holy community, to begin this new year. I would invite you to take a moment to join me in extending a special welcome to Rabbi Rochelle Tulik, who has joined us in leading our congregation. She'll be leading us on the Bima and throughout the year. It is wonderful to have her presence and her leadership and her gifts in so many ways, as we've seen all during the summer, and as we're sure to see in the months to come. So we welcome Rabbi Tulik, and we welcome all of you who are with us tonight to begin our Rosh Hashanah together. Take just one moment, if you will. Find someone sitting near you who you don't yet know. Introduce yourself and wish them a Shana Tova. And we're now going to come back together, turning in our prayer books to page 8. On page 8, we find the words to Essa Einai. We join together in singing.
Essa Einai.
Continuing now on page 11, it's my pleasure to invite the Chaba family to come forward and lead us in candle lighting. Page 11.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hanikneir shel yom tov.
Join us, please, in Shehekianu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shehekianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazed. Source of blessing, eternal our God, ruler of the universe, we give thanks for sustaining us, giving us life, and bringing us to the threshold of the new year.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu le'ad lidne shel yom tov. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh.
To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. This is the season of the soul, a time to rejoice, a time to reflect, a time to return, a time to gather round the table with loved ones and friends, a time for song and silence, for prayer and confession to open the heart, a time to retreat to our sanctuaries within, a time to renew the life and spirit of our community together. This is the season of attentiveness, a time to notice what has unfolded and what has not, a time to regret, a time to forgive, a time to remember cherished dreams and high ideals erased by reality. This is the season of hope, like mist rising at sunset, like dew descending at dawn. Our hopes beautify and nourish everything they touch. Our hopes make us partners in creation, pursuers of peace, people who aspire to a world of justice. Together, this is the season of awe. When our eyes behold it, may we feel blessed. When we turn toward each other, let us feel strength. When we seek the holy, may we find purpose. May we find courage. May we find love. We continue now on page 15. Those who are able, please rise. At the full moon, for our feast day, sound the shofar. For that is the law of Israel, the way of the God of Jacob. Hallelujah b'tekar shofar. Praise God with the blast of the shofar. Together, Baruch atah Adonai, Shomea kol truat amo Yisrael, berachamim. Blessed are you in our lives, Adonai. You hear with love the shofar. True voice of your people, Israel. Tekiya. At this time, I would invite anyone who wishes to begin their holy days in front of the open ark on the Bima. Please come forward and join us. Anyone who wishes, join us on the Bima as we open the ark and continue the service as Karen MacArthur and Michael Udelson open the ark, page 17. Here I am, so poor in deeds I tremble in fear, overwhelmed and apprehensive before you, to whom Israel sings praise. Although unworthy, I rise to pray and seek favor for your people Israel, for they have entrusted me with this task. Therefore, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebekah, Rachel, and Leah, Adonai, Adonai, merciful, gracious God, who inspires awe. I pray to you for success on my path. I pray for myself and my community. Do not hold them responsible for my wrongs and offenses. May my deeds cause them no shame, and may their deeds cause me no shame.
We continue on page 18. Accept my prayer as though it were offered by one more worthy of this task, a scholar, proficient in prayer, unblemished in character, pleasing in voice. Let love be our banner. Let it banish our wrongs. May Israel's strife and misfortunes be turned into joy, renewed life and peace. Love, peace, and truth, may they prevail among us, and may there be no impediment to my prayer. Adonai, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, great, mighty, awe-inspiring God Most High, who said to Moses, I will be what I will be. May it be your will that my prayer reach your presence. For the sake of the righteous and blameless, the honest and pure of heart, for the sake of your glory, you hear your people's prayer with compassion. Blessed are you, the one who hears prayer. Eloheinu velohe avotenu v'imotenu, yehi ratzon shenizkeh levirchotecha, bishnat chameshet alafim shivim v'tesha. Elohe olam barech otanu, ve'et kol beit Yisrael, v'chidush yamenu, b'simcha uv'shalom, b'nechema uv'ometz lev, b'chilutz otzamot uv'ruach etana. Yehi pri svatenu mekubal v'ratzui milfanecha, bifros hashana hachadasha, la'ad modim anachnu lach al matanat ha'chaim. Together, our God and God of our ancestors, may we know your blessings in the year 5079. Eternal One, bless us and the whole house of Israel with renewed life, happiness and peace, comfort and courage, resilience and strength. May the words of our heart be acceptable to you in the new year that stretches before us. We are forever grateful for the gift of life. Please rise if you are able. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim, bechochma poteach sharim, uvitnuna meshane itim, umachalif et hazmanim, umesader et hakochavim, b'mishmerotehem berakia kirtzono, bore yom valaila, golel or mipne choshech, bechoshech mipne or, Uma'avir yom umevi laila, umavdil bein yom uvein laila, Adonai tzva'ot shemo, el chai vekayam, tamid yimloch aleinu leolam va'ed, Baruch ata Adonai, hama'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai, creator of twilight and dusk. Love beyond all space and time, your love enfolds your people, Yisrael. We receive it in your teaching, your gift of Torah, sacred obligations, discipline, and law. So let us speak these teachings when we lie down and when we rise up, and find joy forever in your Torah and mitzvot. They are the very essence of our life. Ours to ponder and study all our days. May we never lose or be unworthy of your love. Baruch atah Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael. For you are blessed, the one who loves your people, Yisrael. We accept God's sovereignty and reverence, treating others with love, devoting ourselves to Torah. May this be our will as we witness. You may be seated. Yep. We continue on page
28. Hayom alevavecha, veshinantam levanecha, v'nibartam, v'shivtecha v'vitecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, uksharetam leot al yadecha, v'hayu letotafot v'ineinecha, uchtavtam. Al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha leman tizkeru vasitem et kol mitzvotai vitem kidoshim leloheichem ani Adonai Eloheichem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim v'yod lachem Elohim. Ani Adonai Eloheichem.
Truth and faith, these are fundamental to our existence. God alone is their source, and we are Israel, a people of God. Our sovereign saves us from tyranny, redeems us from its violence through countless wonders, from its brutality through great feats beyond measure. We are Israel, a people of God, the giver of life who would not let our feet give way, the maker of miracles for us against Pharaoh, of signs and portents in the land of Egypt, the one who brought our people Israel from its midst to enduring freedom. On page 34, let's read together. Witnesses to this heroic might, the people thanked and praised God by name, freely accepting the reign of heaven. Then Moses and Miriam and all Israel sang to you this song of utter joy.
Ashkivinu Adonai.
We turn now in our prayer books to page 40, and I ask those who are able to please rise.
Israel, Bahagalah Bisman Karib, Behimeru. Eternal God, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu v'Imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Elohei Leah, Ha'el Gadol, Ha'gibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Mekone Ha'kol, V'zokhe Chaste Avot v'Imahot, U'mevi Gila Livne V'nehem, Lema'an Shemo V'Ahava. Moshiach Magen Baruch.
Together on page 46. Your life-giving power is forever, Adonai, with us in life and in death. You liberate and save, cause dew to descend, and with mercy abundant, lovingly nurture all life. From life to death, you are the force that flows without end. You support the falling, heal the sick, free the imprisoned and confined. You are faithful even to those who rest in the dust. Power beyond power, from whom salvation springs, sovereign over life and death, who is like you? Merciful God, who compares with you? With tender compassion, you remember all creatures for life. Faithful and true, worthy of our trust, you sustain our immortal yearnings. In you we place our undying hopes. Baruch atah Adonai. Michaye Hakol, wellspring of blessing, power eternal, you are the one who gives and renews all life. And at the top of page 49, Ata Kadosh v'shimcha Kadosh, u'kadoshim b'chol yom yehallelucha sela. You are holy, your name is holy. Seekers of holiness praise you day by day. Sela. You may be seated. And so, in your holiness, give all creation the gift of awe. Turn our fear to reverence. Let us be witnesses of wonder, perceiving all nature as a prayer come alive. We bow to the sovereignty of your strength, the primacy of your power. We yearn for connection with all that lives, doing your will with wholeness of heart. Awe-inspiring is your creation, all-encompassing your transcendent name. And so, in your holiness, give your people the gift of honor. Bless with praise those who praise you. Bless with hope those who seek you. Give your believers a basis for faith, true happiness for the land of Israel, true joy in Jerusalem. May the sparks of David, your servant, soon grow bright enough for us to see a beam of light in the darkness, a promise of perfection. Together, and so in your holiness, give the righteous the gift of a vision bright with joy, a world where evil has no voice, and the rule of malevolence fades like wisps of smoke. Good people everywhere will celebrate the stunning sight of arrogance gone from the earth. You and you alone, Adonai, will reign over creation upon Mount Zion, home of your presence, and in Jerusalem, a city set apart by you. As the psalmist believed, Adonai will reign eternally, your God Zion for all generations. Hallelujah. You chose us with love to be messengers of mitzvot, and through us you made known your aspirations. Among all the many peoples, you gave us a pathway to holiness. Among all the great nations, you uplifted us and made yourself our sovereign. And so we seek you and serve you and celebrate our nearness to your presence. Your great and sacred name has become our calling. In your love, eternal our God, you have given us this day of remembrance, a day for the shofar's joyful sound, a day of sacred assembly, a day to be mindful of our peoples going out from Egypt. Together, our God and God of the generations before us, may a memory of us ascend and come before you. May it be heard and seen by you, winning your favor and reaching your awareness, together with the memory of our ancestors, the memory of your sacred city, Jerusalem, and the memory of your people, the family of Israel. May we be remembered for safety, well-being, and favor, for love and compassion, for life and for peace on this day of remembrance. Zochreinu Adonai Eloheinu bo l'tova. Ufakdenu vo livracha. Vehoshienu vo l'chayim. Eternal our God, remember us. Be mindful of us. And redeem us for a life of goodness and blessing. Favor us with words of deliverance and mercy. Show us the depths of your care. God, we await your redemption, for you reign with grace and compassion. God, who is ours and God of our fathers and mothers, in your glory reign over the infinite expanse of space and time. In your grandeur be exalted through your power. Show us your reality. Then all who dwell on earth shall understand that you are their maker. Astound us with the beauty of your presence so that every breath of life shall say, eternal is the God of Israel, all embracing God's rule and sovereignty.
Eloheinu ve'elohe avotenu ve'imotenu, kadshenu b'mitzvotecha v'ten chelkenu b'toratecha, sabenu mituvecha v'sam chelkenu b'yeshuatecha, v'taher libenu lovtecha b'emet, ki ata Elohim emet, u'dvarcha emet v'kayam le'ad. Baruch atah Adonai, melech al kol haaretz, mikadesh Yisrael. Melech al kol haaretz, mikadesh Yisrael.
We continue together on page 60. Eternal our God, your people Israel yearns for your favor. Receive their prayer with loving acceptance, and may you always desire your people's worship. Divine One, close to all who call upon you, bring your grace and presence near to those who serve you. Pour forth your spirit on us, and may our eyes see your merciful return to Zion. Baruch atah Adonai, hamachazir shechinato l'tzion. Blessed are you whose divine presence is felt again in Zion. God who is ours, God of all generations, to you we are grateful forever. Rock and protector of our lives, your saving power endures from age to age. We thank you and tell the tale of your praise, your power in our lives, your caring for our souls, the constant miracle of your kindness. Morning, noon, and night, we call you goodness, for your compassion never ends. We call you mercy, for your love has no limit. We call you hope, now and for all time. And for all these gifts, God of Majesty, may your name come to be blessed and praised, our gratitude a daily offering until the end of time. Inscribe your covenant partners for a life of goodness. And may all life resound with gratitude and faith in praise of your name. God, you free us and strengthen us. Baruch ata Adonai, hatov shimcha, ulecha na'e lahodot. Blessed are you, Adonai, whose goodness deserves thanks and praise. Continue with a few moments of personal prayer. The next 5 pages in the prayer books have beautiful poetry to guide our meditation this evening. After the silent meditation, we will sing together, Oseh Shalom. Thank you.
We continue our service on page 72 with Misha Beirach, our prayers for healing. At this time, if there's anyone in your lives that you would like to bring into this space, please just think of their names now. A prayer for those who are ill and for givers of care. May the Eternal One who blesses all life bless and strengthen all of us who struggle against illness. May we whose lives are touched by illness be blessed with faith, courage, love, and caring. May we experience the support and sustenance of family, friends, companions, and community. May we be granted restful nights and days of comfort. We pray for refuah shlema, precious moments of healing, and a sense of wholeness in body and soul. May those who care for the sick with their hands, their voices, and their hearts be blessed with courage and stamina. May those who pursue healing through medical skill and knowledge be blessed with insight, patience, and compassion. May all of us, the sick and the well together, find courage and hope. And let us all say, Amen. We continue on page 74 with Avinu Malkeinu, one of the centerpieces of the High Holy Days. Avinu Malkeinu, strong was the faith of generations before us. In exile, they proclaimed enduring hope. In the shadow of persecution, they affirmed a transcendent love and compassion. Ours is a different age, less confident and certain, more tentative in its trust. There are many who say to the works of their hands, "You are our gods." But when our worship centers on our own creations, we feel less gratitude, more doubt and despair. This is the paradox of our spiritual lives. We grow smaller in self-exaltation, nobler when we reach for you. On this night of return, let us find the humility to come close to you and open ourselves to your presence, for you are absent only when we fail to make room for you in our hearts, distant only when we turn away from you. Now, as others have done before us, let us overcome doubt and speak these words of affirmation. We call you Avinu, as loving parent, forgive our wrongs and failings, accept us in our human frailty. We call you Malkeinu, as sovereign of our souls, help us rise from our brokenness to build a world of shalom. To this vision, we offer ourselves anew. Please rise if you are able.
Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Kolenu, Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha, Avinu Malkeinu, Hamol Aleinu, Ve'alol Aleinu. Thank you.
Together in the English, starting on page 76. Avinu Malkeinu, Almighty and Merciful, you alone are our sovereign. Avinu Malkeinu, for your sake, show us mercy. Avinu Malkeinu, act towards us to fix your name. Avinu Malkeinu, bring healing and wholeness to the ill among us. Avinu Malkeinu, allay the harshness of the decree against us. Avinu Malkeinu, inscribe us in the book of redemption and renewal. Avinu Malkeinu, remember our goodness and call it to mind. Avinu Malkeinu, act for your sake and save us. Avinu Malkeinu, almighty and merciful, hear our voice. Avinu Malkeinu, we have strayed and sinned before you. Avinu Malkeinu, have compassion on us and our families. Avinu Malkeinu, halt the onslaught of sickness, violence, and hunger. Avinu Malkeinu, halt the reign of those who cause pain and terror. Avinu Malkeinu, enter our names in the book of lives well lived. Avinu Malkeinu, renew for us a year of goodness. Avinu Malkeinu, almighty and merciful, answer us with grace, for our deeds are wanting. Save us through acts of justice and love.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. It is Erev Rosh Hashanah, the opening bell of the days of awe. We are encouraged to spend the next 10 days reflecting, looking back, looking forward, thinking about the past year, everything we accomplished, and everything we hoped to do. If you're anything like me, you actually think about this a lot. The importance of slowing down, taking time to reflect, even in the midst of our busy lives, our very, very busy, nonstop lives. I suspect the passage of time is on your mind more often than just these 10 days. Some believe that time and life has really just two tenses, past and future, and we are in the constant flow between the two. Every moment is either about to happen or has slipped away. Because when is the present? Now, now. Now, now, now. It's just happened. It's about to happen. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are intended to give us a chance to try to sit in the now. Find a way to really be in between the past and the future. But what about all the other days of the year? A few weeks ago, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It's something we all know, we've all heard, we've all felt. Time waits for no one. I was still unpacking, still in the first few weeks of being in Rochester. People were asking if I'd gotten to know the area, had a chance to see the Finger Lakes, done any exploring. I kept saying things like, as soon as things calm down, or as soon as I catch my breath, or as soon as my last IKEA delivery comes and is put together. But what I realized, and this is no new profound new idea, is that nothing ever slows down. There's always that next thing. I can't keep waiting for extra time to materialize. I have to make the time, put in the effort, give it to myself. Because if I don't, life will just keep going. No matter how badly we want things to slow down, no matter how much we need a break, need time to catch our breath, need just one more second. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Seconds turn to minutes, minutes to hours, hours to days, and on and on and on. Time won't slow down for us. It just may be God's only perfect creation. It is pure and constant and doesn't discriminate or play favorites. Everyone is bound to time's rules, and there is only one rule. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. In our weekly prayer book, a translation for the evening prayer, Ma'ariv Aravim, reads, "This is an hour of change, and within it we stand quietly on the border. What lies before us? Shall we cross over or turn back?" Well, there's no turning back. We must continue moving forward, continue fighting or accepting the constant flow of time, continue looking for ways to squeeze more into or out of each day, so that we won't turn around and wonder where the time went, wonder what we should have been doing with our time. So how do we achieve this task, the task we are given each year at Rosh Hashanah, the task we should be doing all year round? How do we get time to slow down for us so we can reflect? The truth is, as much as it is not a deeply profound revelation that time will keep going whether we want it to or not, the solutions are also not profound, but they are not necessarily easy. Each of us knows what we want or should do for ourselves and our families in order to make the most of our time each day, week, year, lifetime. Schedule time for ourselves. Have family dinners. Prepare the week's lunches on Sundays. Go to the gym. Meditate. Walk outside for 5 minutes a day instead of sitting at your desk all day long. We know ways to appreciate time and not let it slip away, but we don't always do them. And perhaps that's the biggest challenge. We know that if we are slaves to our calendars, putting a weekly appointment to breathe could work, but then we also know that no one else is checking, so maybe we'll skip breathing that week. We know that preparing lunchboxes the night before will add a few minutes to the morning, but then what do we end up filling those extra minutes with? We know that family dinners are a wonderful idea and would be an amazing thing to have, But sometimes it's just easier to make mac and cheese and sit on the couch. And you know what? Maybe that's okay too. Maybe mac and cheese on the couch instead of a fancy dinner is just what the family needs. Some quiet time watching a show together. Because sometimes it's not as much the what, but the why. It's not what we fill our days with, but remembering to appreciate why. It's in our intention. Maybe having the reminder in your calendar to breathe doesn't actually get you to stop and meditate for 20 minutes, but seeing it there in your calendar might make you pause for a moment. And even that moment is one more than you might have had before. During the High Holy Days, you will hear the word Hayom, today, often. We hear Hayom Harat Olam, meaning today the world is being created. How is it that the world is being created today? It's here, we're here. But according to tradition, each day marks a new beginning, an opportunity to start over, a chance to renew all that has grown old. There is a midrash that teaches that on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, the first humans lived out the entirety of existence. In the first hour, God decided to create humanity. In the second, God consulted with the angels concerning the creation of human beings. And in the third hour, God gathered earth from which humanity was formed. In the fourth and fifth hours, God kneaded the dust and joined the parts. In the sixth, seventh, and eighth hours, God stood the first human beings up, breathed life into them, and placed them in the garden. What happened in the final hours of that first day? God commanded them to not eat from the tree of life, watched as they disobeyed, and then passed judgment on them in the 11th hour. Finally, in the 12th hour, the Midrash teaches, God forgave their trespass. Adam and Eve went forth from the Holy One's presence free. In other words, birth, formation, rebellion, judgment, repentance, and redemption, all of life's transformational moments took place on the very first Rosh Hashanah. All of life unfolded on this single day. Imagine thinking about our lives this way. Each moment, then, has infinite potential. When we wake each day, the entire world lies before us. Each day is an opportunity to create a new universe for ourselves and for others. It is not merely time slipping through our fingers. Time is not the enemy, then. Our inability to appreciate time, to honor time, to acknowledge that everyday blessings we live through even as we wish they'd last longer, that is the challenge. Time can heal. Time renews. Time is an opportunity. If only we can reframe how we look at each day, not as a series of seconds ticking by, but as the chance to create a world for ourselves and for others. Heal a broken soul, comfort the bereaved, bring people closer together, say thank you, say I love you, say I'm sorry. If we can remember to see time as a gift, each moment as an opportunity, then we truly can make the most of each second, minute, hour, day. Today is the beginning of the days of awe. We can't actually slow the wheels of time down. We can't make time stop. But hopefully, as you sit here today and tomorrow, and over the next 10 days, and even as you go through your year, hopefully you can find moments, or moments within moments, to breathe, to reflect. And hopefully you can remember these moments when you wonder where the time went. It will still be hard. We will still wish for things to slow down for a few more hours in every day. But instead of viewing time as only yesterday and tomorrow, only the things you wish you'd done or hope to do, Try to imagine that today is the only one that counts. This is where we are, now, today. Don't be afraid of time. Use it. Celebrate it. Find little bits of it in the nooks and crannies of your day and mush them together to build a better you for the year to come. Shana Tova.
Before we turn to the concluding prayers of the service, it's my pleasure to invite forward Irene Narotsky, a member of our temple's Board of Trustees, to make several announcements.
And now it's time for announcements. Good evening. My name is Irene Narotsky, and I am a member of your Temple Beth Kodesh Board of Trustees. As we begin the Jewish New Year of 5779, I wish to you a good and sweet New Year. Thank you to Jason Berger, Anna Maiman, and the members of our choir for creating music that inspires. Thank you to Rabbi Stein, Rabbi Tulik, cantoral soloist Carrie Berger, and the TBK staff for their good work. We are especially grateful to WXXI for broadcasting tonight's service. Their support allows more of our congregants to be together with us, a larger congregation that stretches around the world. The Social Action Committee encourages you to fill the shopping baskets with food for the High Holy Day food drive. Please participate in TEMPRO, our award-winning emergency housing program, and the Rochester Area Interfaith Hospitality Network, and other mitzvah opportunities throughout the year. We encourage you to join us for the fourth annual congregational picnic, which will be immediately after religious school on Sunday, September 16th, and that's around noon. Contact the office by this Wednesday morning to make your reservation. That same day on Sunday, the 16th, there will be a blood drive from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the adult lounge. Please join us for congregational information meetings about our new Give to Your Heart's Content membership model on Thursday, October 4th at 7 p.m. or Sunday, October 14th at 10 a.m., or you can come to both. Please contact the office or check our new website at tbk.org for information about the RPO Community Musical Celebration on Sunday, October 28th at 3 p.m., honoring TBK's 170th anniversary. Tomorrow in the morning in the chapel, there will be a family service for younger children and their families beginning at 9 a.m., and a service for students grade 4 and above at 10 a.m. Congregational services resume here at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary. Thank you for your caution and patience with others as you drive out of the parking lot. Shana Tova. Happy New Year.
We turn now to Kiddush, which is found on page 79 in the prayer books. Those who are able, please rise.
Baruch Ata Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pari hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch hu baruch shemo.
Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bachar banu mikolam. Veromemanu mikol ashon, vekidshanu b'mitzvotav. Vatiten lanu Adonai Eloheinu be'ahava. Et yom hazikaron hazeh, yom turua. Mikra kodesh, zecher yitziat, zecher yitziat Mitzrayim. Kivanu v'charta, v'yotanu kidasha mikohamim, udvarcha emet v'kayam la'ad. Baruch ata Adonai. Melech ha-kol ha-aretz mikadesh Yisrael ve-yom ha-zikaron.
Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha-olam shehechiyanu vekimanu vehigianu lazman hazeh.
Those who are able will remain standing as we turn to page 82 for Aleinu, page 82.
Mishpachavim u'modim, livnei me'olam.
May be seated. We continue now with our preparations for the mourner's Kaddish, turning to page 89. The light of life is a finite flame. Like our sacred candles, life is kindled. It burns, it glows. It is radiant with warmth and beauty. But soon it fades, its substance is consumed, and it is no more. In light we see, in light we are seen. The flames dance, and our lives are full. But as night follows day, the candle of our life burns down and gutters. There is an end to the flames. We see no more, nor no more seen. Yet we do not despair. For we are more than a memory slowly fading into the darkness. With our lives, we give life. Something of us can never die. We move in the eternal cycle of darkness and death, of light and life. Our thoughts turn to loved ones whom death has taken from us in recent days, and those who died at this season and years past. Our hearts open as well to the wider circles of loss in our community and wherever grief touches the human family. Zichronam livracha. May their memories be a blessing in the new year and always. Let us pause for a moment of personal remembrance. Turn together to page 90, and I ask those who are able to please rise as we say Kaddish together. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba, be'alma divra chirute v'yamnich malchute, v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kariv v'imru amen. Yehei Shemei Rabbah Mevarach Le'olam Ulemeyalamaya Yitbarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitramam V'yitnaseh V'yitadar V'yitaleh V'yitalal Shemei D'kudusha Barichu Le'ela Min Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechemata Da'amiran Be'alma V'imru Amen Yehei Shalama Rabbah Min Shemaya V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Bimru Amen. Ose Shalom Bimromav. Hu Ya'ase Shalom. Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. V'al Kol Yoshvei Tevel. Bimru Amen. May the source of peace bestow peace on all who mourn. And may we be a source of comfort to all who are bereaved. As we say, Amen. Turn with us now to page 96 as we close our service with the singing of Yigdal.
Oh,
יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו ואמותינו, שתחדש עלינו שנה טובה ומתוקה. Our God and God of our ancestors, eternal God of all generations, may your presence in our lives this new year renew our spirits and renew our strength. May it be a good year. May it be a sweet year. Lishana tova tikatevu v'techatemu. May you be inscribed and sealed for a good year.
You've been listening to the annual live broadcast from Temple Brith Kodesh of the service for Rosh Hashanah on Classical 91.5 and 90.3, WXXI HD1, and on WITH Classical in Ithaca. Tonight's service marks the beginning of the Jewish High Holy Days that end on Tuesday evening, September 18th, with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. WXXI will broadcast next week's Kol Nidre service from Temple Brith Kodesh beginning at 8 p.m. Tonight's service was led by Senior Rabbi Peter Stein, Assistant Rabbi Rochelle Tulik, and Cantor Kerry Berger, following the Reform Movement's High Holy Days prayer book, Mishkan HaNefesh. The accompanist is Anna Maiman, and the choir is under the direction of Jason Berger. Major funding for this broadcast is provided by a grant from the Lewis S. and Molly B. Wolk Foundation. The audio producer for our broadcast is Andrew Croucher. Audio assistants are Robert Braden and Tim George, and our studio engineer is Marianne Carberry. I'm Jean Fisher. Please join us again next Tuesday, September 18th, for a live broadcast of the Yom Kippur service at Temple Brith Kodesh. Shana Tova from all of us at WXXI Public Broadcasting.